And I believe, you know, it was put out to the residents. The last two vaccination days were canceled for the county. So they're going to be rescheduling them. They're supposed to be reaching out to the individuals via either email, phone, or a text message that the residents will be receiving that are signed up for the last 2 days and rescheduling. I believe, I have not seen anything yet on the site, but I believe that testing, COVID testing will continue for the rest of the week on their regular schedule. If anything changes, we'll get it up on the website and through social media.
Okay, very good. Mike?
I'm just going to tie into what Linda was saying about the DPW. They did a tremendous job. I was down there. I decided with this first storm, in the new role I'm in, I want to get a hands-on on what it's all about. So I went down there Sunday at 3 o'clock, and I spent the last 40-something hours with those guys. Tremendous work. I would not want to do it. I went on some crazy ride-alongs in Lake Iosco and stuff like that in the middle of the night and whiteouts, and it was just amazing to see what they actually do and what they're doing for us in the town. And not very little complaints from residents. So that was an awesome job by them in the conditions we had. The EDC, I know, have a meeting this week with John and the EDC people and the mayor himself about this new PANTER program that they're looking to put into place. It came up last year, and then it kind of fell through with COVID, where the businesses will be able to purchase banners and display them on the street, on the poles. So I'll get more information on that this week and fill you back in next meeting. I also have a meeting at the end of this week with Drew and the mayor again, and looking at the Triborough and trying to get them some help with the building department and zoning department, zoning officials, that is, with the building of a new batting cage down there. We just got to go down and take a look at it and see if we can try and get this thing pushed through whatever we can on our side. And then ordinance review committee, looking at a lot of different ordinances coming up. So I'll keep you abreast of them as they happen. So thank you.
Okay. Brie?
No, I'll just piggyback. I did get some voicemails and messages. Same thing. I'm just thanking the DPW. So they did a really good job, but that's it.
Dawn Sullivan.
Thank you, Mayor. I have no report this evening.
Okay. From me, there is some stuff going on. We're supposed to meet tomorrow to start the white collar contract, but with the weather, we have canceled to, I believe, the 16th, Mike, of February in that area to start that and put that behind us.
Right.
Also would like to thank the fire department for last night for 47 Main Street. We had a report of a structure fire down there. And with the response in the weather, we were able to contain it to, I think, a storage room. So there was no real damage to the building. So those businesses are good. Our fire official and our building inspectors all responded, and they were able to get them back up and running this morning electric-wise, because once you disconnect the electric, a licensed electrician has to come in and restart the building. So that happened, I believe, late last night. And then they were back up this morning. We were back down there this morning. They were back down there, I should say, just to make sure everything was good. And those businesses are back up and running, which is a great thing. There's very little damage. And with the weather last night, it was unbelievable. And plus our mutual aid response from our local towns, Wanacue, Pompton, Butler, Kenilon, I think in Ringwood and Riverdale also participated. So that was a good thing. That's pretty much all I have. So we'll go on to resolution 2021-2.1 consent agenda. I have a motion on the floor to accept the consent agenda.
Go move.
Seconded.
Okay, but before we do, all in favor, just like to thank the, first one being my son resigning from the fire department after 10 years. He has now moved on and bought a house. So he's no longer living, going to be living in Bloomingdale. We also have two residents that are joining the BEC, Sarah Ferrero. And also, I thought there was one more, Bree. Am I missing one here?
We will be having someone to join our CERT team and our search and rescue team, but they have to do training first before. So that'll be if I had to pull it. Okay. That'll be somebody's interested. We're working on getting them trained.
Okay. All right. And as for the HIF commission, which will be Mike Sondermeyer, and his alternate is Sherry Gallagher with that. So, okay. Can I have, should we do this in roll call, Bree, all the way through?
I'll do a roll call.
Okay.
Okay. Councilman D'Amato?
Yes.
Della Ripa?
Yes.
Graziano?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julin?
Yes.
Yazzie?
Yes.
And just another note on that, the appointments, John Graziano will now be the liaison to the Economic Development Committee as a councilman. So he's going to hold that seat and continue working with them. He'll also be on the Passaic County River Flood Basin Task Force. And I'm also going to add him to the Municipal Drug Alliance, working along with Rich Della Ripa with that organization. On the Library Board of Trustees, I'm going to appoint Mike Sondermeyer. He's been working with them, and unless somebody else would like it, but I would like to have him do that, since the library is in the building where he's working. If there's any problems, he could handle anything right off the bat. And I will take the Senior Citizen Advisory Board Advisory Committee, because they have already started contacting me, and it's a daytime thing, so I thought that would be easier for myself to handle. As for the Film Commission, I'm just going to let the phone call normally will come into the borough, so Mike will handle that phone call, and then we'll go from there. So that's the appointments for the governing body liaisons. Okay. Where am I? Okay. Okay. Pending items. Second and final reading and public hearing of Ordinance 3-2021, Chapter 31A, Stormwater Requirements. Public notice statement, please.
Yes, this ordinance was posted in the municipal building, published in the Herald News, and copies were made available to the public so that a motion may be made that it be read by title.
Okay, can I have a motion on the ordinance to be read by title, please?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Okay, an ordinance of the Borough of Bloomingdale and the County of Passaic, State of New Jersey, to repeal Chapter 31A, Stormwater Control Requirements of the Code of the Borough of Bloomingdale, and replace with new Chapter 31A in accordance with revised New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection regulations.
Okay. Motion to open a public comment or hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody wishing to speak on this, please raise your hand.
I don't see any hands, John. Let me just check the chat too. No comments.
Okay. Motion to close public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion for adoption.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Della Ripa?
Yes.
Graziano?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julin?
Yes.
Yazzie?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes. Okay. B, second final reading of ordinance number 4-2021, amending Chapter 20 of Road Opening Permits. Public notice statement, please.
Yes, this ordinance was posted in the municipal building, published in the Herald News, and copies were made available to the public so that a motion may be made that it be read by title.
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Go ahead, Bree.
An ordinance of the Borough of Bloomingdale, County of Passaic, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 20, Streets and Sidewalks, Article 2, Streets of the Code of the Borough of Bloomingdale.
Okay. Motion to open public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, anybody opposed? Anybody wishing to speak from the public, please raise your hand or hit 9.
No hands, John.
Okay. Motion to close public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion for adoption.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Graziano?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julin?
Yes.
Yazzie?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes.
Della Ripa?
Yes.
Okay. Number 10, introduction of new business. I can open up a discussion. We yearly apply for a grant to either do sidewalks or projects within a certain location of town, which pretty much covers from Hamburg Turnpike in West Milford to the Riverdale border, and then some side streets off that. It's a real small, compared to what we are, section of town that we're actually able to do products and projects and apply for this grant. Give you an example of the Union Ave sidewalk project that we're going to be doing this year. That is also coming out of this grant that we applied for in the past, which I believe is up to about, I think it's around $75, $75,000, if I'm correct with that, that we're able to apply for. My recommendation for this is to connect Upper Hamburg Turnpike by Borough Hall from, I'll say, from DeLazer Place to where the split is in Glenwild and Hamburg Turnpike. We will apply to put sidewalks on the side of Hamburg Turnpike, so people at this end of town, if they decide to want to walk into our business district or lower Main Street, they're able to do that safely. Unless anybody else has an idea. I ran this past our engineer, and I showed him what I would like to do. I just think it'd be a perfect opportunity that people live on this side of town are able to go down and participate or visit our local establishments in the lower end of town, or go for a walk and go to the other side of town. Right now it's dangerous to walk on Hamburg Turnpike in that area, even though you can go up to Leisure Place and walk over it and come back down behind the guardrail. But I think this is an opportunity that we have to connect one side of town to the other for our residents. Unless somebody else can think of something else, let me know your thoughts. This doesn't have to be decided tonight. You can come up with some other ideas. I know in the past there was ideas to go the other direction towards the West Milford border, but I think we would benefit for our residents to be able to visit our downtown. You guys just give me your thoughts.
Keep in mind, we don't have a lot of time.
No, we don't.
This has to be submitted by the 12th. Of March.
I love the idea.
You're about a month away, and then you got it.
Yeah.
Because I've walked that area, and it's not that friendly to do. So,
you're a brave man, Rich. I wouldn't do that.
I
fully support that. I think two things will happen. One, it'll make it safe, and two, it'll make it look a little bit better. It's and that area needs a little bit of help.
Yeah.
Yes.
Driving through.
Yeah, I mean, the sad part about that section is the used car lot across the street. The plan would be that you would cross over by Fitcher and DeLazer intersection. There's a walkover now to go up DeLazer. And then we have that point on Hamburg Turnpike there where we have flowers and what else there. It would come down from there and then follow that side of Hamburg Turnpike until you got to where Glenwild. And then there's a crossover to go to that sidewalk, and you'd be able to walk down towards Main Street. That's the only place. I thought about the other side, but we got to cross streams and all that over there, which would be a DEP thing, so we know how that works. The only positive we did at the other side, it would force the used car lot to keep his cars off the sidewalk and inside his park lot instead of half on Hamburg Turnpike, which I can't stand. But to do it, I think the other side is the most beneficial to everybody. And most doable, I would say. So I think we had a hand raised there.
Great idea. Well, I think it was a member of public applauding.
Is that what that is? Okay.
That's an applaud sign. Yeah.
No, it's not applauding.
Yep.
It's not applauding.
No.
I'll take questions if I see a hand up from Pam's iPad.
Yes, sorry. Hi.
So okay. We're just
not open for public comment. So yeah. Dawn, is that
okay? I'll wait if there's going to be open for public. If that's going to be an open for public kind of comment.
Jonathan,
yeah, there'll be a late public comment, so it'll probably be more appropriate to.
We'll do it at the end.
Yeah, to take comments at the end, if that's okay.
Pam, if you just wait till the end, then we'll come right back to you. Okay. All right. So, like I said, we are on a time frame. So, real quick, all in favor, so I can proceed with this and see where it's going. I'd appreciate the support.
Yes.
I'm in favor.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Good. Good.
So next.
I'm sorry, John. I was going to say, do we want to wait until after the public speaks to it?
Yeah, we can.
I'm all in favor of it unless something, you know, somebody comes up with something better.
That's fine. Like this is not.
Yeah, I know. This is
just a discussion. So yes, the answer is yes.
And we'll prepare. John, I'll work with Tom and have it on a future agenda for what the council will vote on once you decide how he'll, just to give the engineer direction on what to apply for. So that'll be, if not next meeting, then the first one in March. So just so you know.
Okay. All right. Item B, adoption of resolution number 2021-28. Authorizing the IT service of SparTech, which is code 96. That is our IT person that handles our computers. This is just appointing him for 2021. Can I have a motion on the floor to accept that?
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
Is there any significant change? I didn't get a chance to.
No.
Basically the same terms. No, okay.
The same terms.
All
the
same terms amount too.
Okay.
Okay. We'll do a roll call because this is funds, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Hudson?
No.
Julian?
Yes.
Yassi?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes.
Della Ripa?
Yes.
Graziano?
Yes.
Introduction of Ordinance 5-2021, amending Chapter 92, Section 61.1, AH-1, Affordable Housing Overlay Zone. This is an introduction to start the process to finalize the Tilcon portion of, I'll call it the mirror track, but we know the section that we're getting. That's their 33 and a half acres. I think that's what it is, right? Correct? Okay. So I need a motion on the floor to
introduce by title.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
An ordinance of the Borough of Bloomingdale, County of Passaic, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 92. Section 61.1 of the Borough Code, known as the AH-1 Affordable Housing Overlay Zone.
Okay.
So,
their background on?
I think it's, is that Linda's? Is she not muted?
You didn't put her on mute.
She's on mute now.
There we go. Okay.
Okay.
John, you just have to, the final hearing and the adoption date will be March 16th.
Okay.
Maybe it's somebody
and
else.
The one that was introduced is the one we just received that from Bree at like 5 o'clock today or 6 o'clock, somewhere in there.
Right.
And they made a couple of tweaks with some information, some verbiage in it, nothing crazy, but they did modify it. So I just want to make sure we have the most current one we're introducing.
Yes.
Which we do.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay. Do we have to do a roll call on this?
We introduced by title, so no, that's fine.
We're good. Okay.
All in favor. And second and final is March 16th.
March 16th.
7, because this goes to planning board for their 35 days.
Okay. Okay. Item D, introduction of ordinance number 6-2021, special assessment of Hamilton sidewalks. As you all know, we have a project coming up, which will be water, sidewalks, paving, some other infrastructure work on Hamilton Street, very similar to Boston Street. We've had several water main breaks at the intersection of Hamilton and Union. I believe it was 4 in the past year and a half, 2 years. So our infrastructure there needed some work. So it will be similar to Boston Street when we'll be replacing water lines. And I believe it's sewer lines, sidewalks, and paving. This is so we can get the project off the ground. And then we have to notify the residents and have them come in, as we did with Red Twig and Reeves, to hear any of their concerns to move this project forward. So can I have a motion to introduce ordinance number 6-2021?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Bond ordinance providing for sidewalk improvements along Hamilton Street in and by the borough of Bloomingdale, County of Passaic, State of New Jersey, appropriating $140,000 therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $133,000 bonds or notes of the borough to finance the cost thereof and the special assessment of the cost thereof.
Okay. All right.
The second and final hearing and adoption you could do for March 2nd, John.
March 2nd, okay. Okay, all right. And okay, we're gonna open to late public comment. You have a motion to do that.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody wishing to speak? Please raise your hand. We have two.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, Pam, you're on mute. I just need your name and address.
Okay, Pam Pierce, 17 Vreeland Ave.
Go ahead, Pam.
Okay, so I have a good question about that sidewalk project. So yep. What side of the street are you going to be putting it on? The side that is like on the bar side or on the used car the detail side?
On the bar side.
On the bar side.
Yes, there's less issues on that side with I'll say driveways and concerns compared to the other side where there is that used car lot who's to me is all over the place, and then you go down by the transmission place and it would be very difficult to connect that side to McFarland Toys with the guardrail in the way. You also would have to cross the stream that comes under Hamburg Turnpike there, so that would be approval from a DEP, and I don't think we'd be able to get that in time to complete this project. The other side just seems beneficial to all cost-wise and traffic-wise.
Are you going to put a guardrail there to protect people?
Well, we have to have the engineer look at that if that's where we decide to do this, and then he would design it, and I'm sure we'd have to get county permission, and they will have some specs that they will have to meet, and I know there's X amount of feet between the white line and I'll say the telephone pole that you need to do this, but we're just going to look into it right now and apply for it. If we're able to do it, it would be designed to be safe for everyone to walk.
Okay, I mean, I just say I still see it is a nice idea, but I think walking up the Delazier and going down Glenwild and crossing over up by the school is a safer than walking where you're going to have people walking down below and then having to cross where Glenwild meets with Hamburg Turnpike. It's tricky for cars coming up, more or less people. I'm a little against that. That's why I was asking which side of the road that you're going to be putting it on. On the other side is I understand about the used car lot guy. I get that. But at the same time, that's a safer crossing at that old gas station, which whatever it is now, next to LaSalle's, across from the old gas station. Of course, I'm dating myself, that building at the corner across from LaSalle's used to be a gas station. That was Decker's gas station at one time.
Yes, it was a long time ago. I remember
yes,
that.
Decker's gas station. So I think it's a safer cross from that, you know, to old LaSalle's or King's Row, whatever that is now. mm-hmm. Than that other crossing that you're talking about by Glenwild. It's really hairy there.
Yeah, I don't totally disagree with you, but the way, if you go down there and you look where the transmission shop is and go up where the Bowman fence used to be, to get in there with the guardrail and behind that, it's a complete drop off. So that would be building walls. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, okay.
These are just avenues. If we come up with something else, I'm in favor of it. I just drove up and down Hamburg Turnpike. We've done a lot using this grant up and down. So that's the only place that I can figure, and people will still have the choice to walk over and over the top. That's not going to go away. So, and I agree with you, that's actually safer going up that way. But if it comes down and there's guardrails and protection there, this might not ever happen. We have to see what the engineer thinks, how it would lay out. The county would have to approve it. So this is just, like I said, this is a discussion to apply for it. If we come up with another plan, I'm with you.
I was going to say, well, you know, what other, you know, how else can we be using this money instead of that little walkway there? I mean, can you put a walkway further up? You know, sidewalks kind of end just when Vreeland Ave comes around and that's it. So there's no real safe sidewalk to work further, you know, towards, you know, Macapin or anything else. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an idea also, which, you know, I'm sure mm-hmm. people walk that way as well. So I'm not sure how much money is allotted, you know, to do this project, but I'm just thinking it's really dangerous, you know, of trying to cross over Glenwild. A good, nice idea, but I'm thinking the way you have it now, it's safe for people. Yes, they have to walk up a hill and come back down a hill, but at least it's a much safer than trying to jockey across Glenwild.
Okay, I appreciate it.
That's it. That was okay. I'm hoping that you can, you know, that if you don't do that, is there another place that you can think of that we need sidewalks?
Well, I've driven up and down all the way to Macapin Road to look at that. And if you go the other way from Vreeland, you can only go one, and I'll call it the DeGray Marion old property with the tennis courts on top. Once you get past that, it gets really tight on that side. And the other side, there is guardrail to go to the old Walker's Deli, which is now what's Sunrise.
Yeah,
but you know, I've looked up there too, and we might run into issues up there with guardrail, and because everything drops off, there's no enough space to actually do it. So I wouldn't disagree with that to go the other direction if it was doable funds wise. And you know, like I said, this is a discussion. This was my idea. If somebody else has something too, I'm very open minded about this.
We have to
make a decision.
I see people walking. It's very hairy mm-hmm. when they're walking from Macapin down into Bloomingdale. That's a very hairy corridor also to get to.
Yep, you know, I agree.
I would think that would be better well-spent money there than the suicide crossover by Glenwild. And it's just my opinion. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good thought. I mean, I was thinking about that too, right? But when I think about the specific area where we're talking about by the used car dealership on the other side of the street, I guess two things kind of made me think that this would be a good place. One, there is a stop sign when you're kind of coming off of Glenwild there, closer by the SRD. So that's a little bit better for people trying to cross on that side. And then from a foot traffic standpoint, I feel like I normally see people walking on that side. Now they're very close to the area. But further up on Hamburg Turnpike, I feel like I see a lot less. So I'm thinking about in terms of benefit as to how many people are going to be using it. And you know, that might be a better area just from a foot traffic standpoint.
I mean, the county might come in and do a traffic study and say we can't do it. You know?
Yeah, because people aren't stopping at that stop sign at Glenwell. Mm-hmm. And they're not exactly stopping at the, they're easing down to be able to see what's coming up and down Hamburg. So that's not exactly a correct stop. So I'm just saying, I'm one who walks that a lot, and I think that's really hairy. I think it's safer up and down, you know, up to DeLazer and down Glenwild. But again, that's just me, the walker.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. That's
Thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else?
So John, excluding sidewalks, what are some of the other approved projects that they would allow us to consider? I mean, if it's not this, do we have a B or a C we can fall back on?
Everything I've seen is pretty much side sidewalks. Mike, you have any input on this?
Water. Yeah, it's water. We got a CDG grant for some valves at the end of Leary and Main Street. That's going this year. The same $75,000 grant we applied for last year, we got this year for that. It's really specific to what you can use. You can't just use it for anything you want. It has to serve a purpose down there to serve the residents. And that's why they kind of go for the water and the sidewalk side of stuff.
Yeah.
I asked about the decorative lights and stuff like that. And they said they would not do decorative lights or beautification type things.
And I believe that's how part of that went to the Second Street looping. That was a grant also, right?
Yes.
Yes.
When we tied into water lines on that side. Yep. So that part of it is done. And the thing that the bad part about is they give you a certain area where you're allowed to do this type of work. It's not like we can go down the other side of Union and say, okay, we're going to put sidewalks down there because it's out of their their scope of the map.
Right.
So we're limited because the other side, we thought we can go down towards the other side of Main Street and then do some work on like Wallace and that intersection down there where we're doing Hamilton to make those sidewalks, put sidewalks in down there, but it's out of the map. So you can't, there's only specific areas where we're allowed to do this.
So really anything, beautification wouldn't qualify.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
That's why we're limited. So we're just,
Thanks.
Okay.
We are in late public comment and I just want to see if Linda had her hand up. It's not up now, but I just want to check. Linda, did you have a comment?
Hi, yes, I do. Linda Huntley, 86 Van Dam. As far as this, the grant, in 2009, I had gotten a $300,000 grant for that same area and also a grant from the county. So I don't think you're going to have a problem with the county. The county wants that sidewalk done.
Okay.
But just to let you know that they did want it done. You may want to go back to 2009 and see when. Unfortunately, the rest of your comrades at that point voted against me getting that grant. But maybe go to the DOT and see if they'll still give, if they'll give us a grant. But a $300,000 grant we had gotten from them, excuse me, and a $90,000 grant from the county to do that sidewalk.
I kind of remember that. That was actually before I got involved.
Yes, I know it was.
Do you remember that was it where we're talking about? Or
yes.
Was that out by Borough Hall?
No, it was exactly where you're talking about.
Exactly where we're talking about. Okay. Okay.
It wasn't both sides, Lynn? I thought it was both sides of the road.
No. One of my other Republican people on the council said that it was on the other side of the road, but they never really listened to where I really wanted to put it. And that was what was agreed upon. We had met with the county and the county planner, and they thought it was a great idea because they wanted to connect those areas.
Interesting.
So, I think you may want to look back at that and see maybe if you can get some more money from the DOT in addition to what you're going to get from the county.
Okay.
Yep.
And if nothing else, maybe we can leverage some of the survey work or, engineering looks,
We did have the grant. I mean, I don't know. You can look at the engineering for the grant. We had to get
right. I'm just saying if there's any of that legwork that we could reuse, obviously that would save time and money.
I agree 100%. The other issue I was wanting to find out about the affordable housing overlay, which of course you know I was going to ask about this, but is there any change to the ordinance as far as the number of units in the housing? And is there any change to that?
Under this ordinance, no. At this time, we're at 360.
Okay.
That has not changed. This is only portion of this ordinance, and it's actually the introduction. I'll just go into a little bit. This is to finish the Tilcon negotiations to get to acquire the land. This has nothing to do with the developer and the amount of help.
Okay, so why is there an amendment being made to the ordinance?
We had there was verbiage in there that we removed so we can reference block and lot numbers versus I'll say the mirror track since it's not the mirror track. We just want to do some cleanup on it. This went to our ordinance review. We got suggestions from them on the changes that needed to be made. And then it went to our attorney and then we made the adjustment for that just to clean up the verbiage on things that we want on the Tilcon side of it by recommendation of our ordinance review committee.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll take your last one, Pam.
Okay. All right. Well, it brought back to that question that Linda just brought up, is what happens with that grant money? So she said that this also happened in 2009. What happens with that grant money? Where does it go? Did it go someplace else? And if we don't do the sidewalk, is that money going to go someplace else? Does it disappear? If you don't use it, you lose it. What happens?
I believe the one that Linda was referencing back when she was on a council, that money was returned. It did not.
Yep, that was sent back.
It was sent back. So if you do not use it, you basically lose it.
Okay. So that's going to
happen. This one.
That will happen. Yeah, I'm just saying that's going to happen again if we don't use it.
Well,
we did, keep in mind, we didn't get it yet for this one. This is just an introduction to apply for it.
Oh.
So we may get turned down anyway. So it's just an introduction to apply for the grant right now.
Okay. All right. And that was my question, you know, and yeah, I was, Linda already asked the question about the affordable housing, how many units. So I was kind of a little concerned about that also. I'm just going to sit back and wait for it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else?
I don't see any other hands.
Okay.
You're good to close.
Okay. Can I have a motion to close late public comment?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Okay. There is no late executive session tonight. Our next regular meeting will be February 16th at 7 p.m. I believe we'll still be on Zoom, right? Right, Bray?
Yes.
All right. And our next workshop will be March 2nd.
John, can I just mention one thing I forgot earlier? Sure. DPW, as we've had a number of people ask, will be back to the regular scheduled program tomorrow. And also another thing that's just a friendly reminder, if residents can help dig out our hydrants, that'd be awesome.
Yes, that would be great. That would be a big help because I have one in front of my house. It was 2 feet under.
Yeah.
So between the plows coming and people throwing snow and.
I drove around quite a bit today and there's still a number of them, you know, that are under. So if the residents could make an effort there, if they're by you, you know, dig them out would be wonderful.
Yep. Okay. All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you all.
Appreciate good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.